What's poppin', everybody? Welcome back to A Girl and
her mother-in-law.
Happy
fucking
Thursday.
Alyssa Rose. Welcome
back. Hi.
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 What are you grateful for? What made you smile? What are you looking forward to?
Before we jump into that, can we just LOL at the last episode for a second, please? Because it just went live today.
LOL.
And we're laughing at the April Fool's joke because you guys are like, what the fuck? We want our episode.
Yeah, it's Monday. We need Monday.
We didn't do it on a Thursday. It's on a Monday.
It's on a Monday. I'm sorry. It was one of your guys' idea. So I hope she got a kick out of it. Yeah. Don't be mad at us. And I coincidentally, because I didn't realize this when we planned all this, I had to take Aaliyah back to school this morning.
Yeah.
So I just got back, but I was on the road for 5 hours straight, taking her there, run a couple errands, drop her back at school, turn around, drive right back home. So I couldn't even see the comments, but your mom had contacted me and Cody reached out to me, but I knew Cody would have been on it. So I didn't want to answer you, Cody. So I'm sorry I ignored you. But I knew if I read it, she'd know. And I was like, damn, I don't want to get caught. And yeah, but anyway.
It's so funny because someone I know that listens, I just get her sense of humor. And she texts me and she's like, is it just me or the podcast just like stops at 22 seconds? And I was like, no way, really? And then she was like, yeah. And then I put like just like a purple little devil emoji. She was like, oh, funny. And I was literally laughing out loud because I'm like, I just know her sense of humor. She was like, this is not fucking funny. This is so dumb. I thought it was even funnier. She's like, this is giving the Texas prank. If you know, you know. When me and my sister tried to backfire a prank back onto my parents and no one understood it. I'm like, the girls that get it, get it. The girls that don't, don't. It's
but the
fine.
Girls that do, do.
The girls that get it, okay. Get it. But yeah, I was laughing. So I'm sure it didn't translate for a lot of people. But for us, we were giggling over here. Literally, we went to put the actual podcast live because we obviously weren't going to leave you guys with no podcast. That wouldn't be a prank. That would just be rude. So we had to like switch it. Like we deleted the fake one that was just silence after 20 something seconds. And then we put up the live one and I was like, do we say it right away? Let me see. And I hit play. And then we started talking about it and me and Jerry, we started giggling at ourselves. So if you guys didn't think it was funny, we did.
We did. We did. And it's still Monday, so you're still getting your Monday podcast. It's just a little delayed.
In Jerry's defense, she wanted to do it like 3 hours after. And I was like, that's not enough time. So we did it lots of hours later. Because it usually goes up at 5 a.m. EST.
Right, right.
And she wanted to do it at 8.
And I was like, no. So let more people wake up.
We just put it live like a little bit before 1.
Love you guys. Oh, thanks for sticking with us.
How many hours is that? 9, 10, 11, 12, 1. Like 5 hours-ish.
Okay.
Gotta make them, you know. I've seen a lot of, Zane just showed me this morning, US Open put up, this just in. Because if you live on Long Island, you know, the train system, it's a far walk from the train to, like it drops you off right there, but you gotta walk. And they did like a prank where it would drop you off like right at the stadium. People are like, this is mean.
That's messed up. This is mean. You're kind of like looking forward to it. And you're like, fuck, it's April 1st.
Yeah. I saw another train or some company put up too. This just in, quick AI train, 3.5 hours from New York to Florida. Bullet train. Fake.
I would not want to go on that bullet train if it was real. Sorry. That's way too quick. That's way too quick.
Three and a half hours.
Wow. That's crazy.
Yeah. Imagine. So I've seen some. Have you seen any pranks?
Okay. Well, I just saw this and I didn't have enough time to see if it's a prank or not.
Oh, so
sounds
it probably
like
is.
A prank, but it was put out by a news.
A lot of big companies are doing it this year.
Okay. So it's putting out a news. Somebody, if you guys know the answer, let me know. I will definitely Google it afterwards. Yeah. But I just saw something that Long Island's going to hit Connecticut. Like Long Island is moving, like quickly reading, because I was waiting to see the, just kidding, it's a joke. And I didn't get far enough down the article. But it said that we move 36 inches. Well, 3.6, it was 36 or 38, but I don't know if it was 3.8 and I didn't see the point. Inches per year towards Connecticut. Like the tectonic plates are moving, and it's moving Long Island, and Long Island, the North Shore of Long Island is going to hit Connecticut.
We're going to connect.
We're going to connect. Do you think that's bullshit? Do you think it's April Fool's and I'm being pranked? Or do you think like the whole, it's shifting?
Well, it's probably a prank, because then wouldn't we have moved all these years?
I did not read the article.
Now she has to look
I have to, because
no, but wouldn't that already have been a thing? Why would it already be, why would it just be starting now, you know?
Because the plates, you know, the plates that cause mm-hmm. like earthquakes mm-hmm. in the thing, something shifted with those. Listen,
okay, I mean, I don't fucking know. It could be, who knows?
See, I don't even know where I just read it, because it was probably some bullshit article.
I'm like a skeptic. So,
and see, I'm the reverse.
You're a believer.
I'm gullible. Yes. I'm gullible, and unfortunately, it is April 1st, so I will fall for everything.
Right. So, whereas like Zane's been telling me about these like really intellectual, you're gonna laugh at this, really intellectual podcasts he's been listening to with like these professionals, right? And he's like, yeah, this girl, she's this and she's that, and da da da. And I was like, I don't believe her. She missed all that.
I know I didn't.
Oh,
but you're not a believer.
I'm just like, yeah, they're probably wrong. Meanwhile, they're definitely right. I'm just like
yeah, whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But what? Is it a prank? Are we going to hit Connecticut?
Okay, well, look, I just hit that. I picked up something and it says Long Island slowly drifting towards Connecticut. And this news article is from April 1st, 2013. So I guess they must do it on the April 1st. So it's probably bullshit, but I it's almost like the same kind of article. So guys, I guess Long Island is not hitting into.
Yeah, because if it was happening since 2013,
we would have should have been there then.
No, 3 inches a year.
Not yet. You know what, assholes, you guys got me, okay? Not that I really believed it. I just thought it was, I was like, okay, April Fool's.
I love a little April Fool's, I mean,
we are, look at the map, look at the globe. We're fucking floating on water. Right. You know what I'm saying? So yeah. The possibility is there. They say Manhattan's going to be underwater in a certain amount of time unless they build that thing that they're trying to build. So, you know, I'm gullible. I fell for it, kind of. Because I was definitely skeptical. I was like, I like, don't know if I believe that. If it came out tomorrow, I'd say, let me look more into it.
Yeah.
But anyway, yeah.
Have your kids ever done April Fool's jokes on you?
I'm sure they did, but nothing memorable.
Oh, okay. I just have one memory of doing the water one to my mom.
The water?
Yeah, where you like the old school sinks used to have the thing that came off and you could spray.
You put a rubber band on there. I might have
filmed that actually. Like that was like OG when I lived at home. Yeah.
Wow.
I did one of those.
That's mean.
She's probably like, you motherfucker.
I'd say my kids probably did that to me, but I don't have a sprayer. I've never had a sprayer, so I don't think. But I'm definitely sure they did little shit to me.
Some stupid shit like that. That's funny. Oh, you want me to go first? Looking forward to Mimi's Mile recently?
Yes.
Okay, something I'm looking forward to this weekend is I'm going away on a little weekend getaway. I'm going to Minneapolis, Minnesota.
Twin Cities, right? Isn't that the Twin Cities?
What? What?
No.
What does that mean?
I don't know. I thought Minneapolis was like the Twin Cities. I thought they had like Twin Cities, but I can be completely wrong.
What does that mean?
Twin cities, like twins.
Like two cities next to each other?
Yeah.
So it's like Minneapolis and something else?
Wait, let me look it up, because why would I say shit without knowing what the fuck I'm talking about?
I have no idea.
Twin cities, St. Paul. Wait, hold on. Hold your horses. The name Twin Cities comes from the region's two core cities, Minneapolis and St. Paul.
Oh, there you go.
They border each other, share many of the same political, educational, cultural institutions, and thus considered to be twins. Okay.
Oh, cute.
So it is a thing.
It's one of those random things that were talking about this weekend that you don't know why.
I know that.
Interesting. Yeah, no, I've never been there either. I'm very excited. I'm going to visit my friend And she already made us a little itinerary. And yeah, I'm going to vlog it all. I'm so excited. It's going to be like a nice little wellness. She's very into wellness like I am. Like, I mean, she's a lot better than I am. But we like to work out and eat good. And I think it's just going to be a really nice, relaxing girls weekend.
Okay. I just want to know if you guys are going to Minnehaha Falls.
She's like, but you should. I don't think so.
It's beautiful. Maybe.
I can bring it up to her.
A sculpture garden. There's a spoon with a cherry on it. Oh, I've actually seen that on like news or whatever.
We're definitely going to the Mall of America.
Oh my God. Wow.
Which is like so cool.
Yeah.
Biggest mall in America.
Okay.
Yeah. So I'm excited to go there. And then we have like yoga. I'm trying Pilates for the first time. We have some dinner reservations.
Oh, that's so awesome.
Yeah. So excited. It's going to be very relaxing and just nice. So yeah. I'm excited to go.
And you're going for the weekend.
Like a long weekend.
Okay, that's beautiful.
Yeah.
Well, I hope you have a great time.
Thank you. What has made you smile? What are you looking forward to?
My Mimi. She's doing very well. I think I did say on here last time that it winded up being cancerous. Mm-hmm. So she had her surgery. Surgery went well. She's on a boatload of medicines.
Which one is it?
Boatload, I think.
Boat.
She's on a boatload of medicine, and she's just doing really well. She is wearing, you guys know, like dogs when they have surgeries and stuff, they put an e-collar on. Guys, this e-collar is the longest fucking e-collar I've ever seen. This poor dog. I have to like, did you see the video last night? I put it in the family group. Guys, I have to like take a handful of food because I can like hold it up like this under her cone because it's so big. I could also probably take her cone off. I just figure if I take it off, she'll give me a harder time to get it back on.
I was going to say, how long does she supposed to wear it for?
About 2 weeks.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, yeah.
Was she like, is it bothering her at all or no?
She, you would think she was drunk because it's about, I would say 6 inches at least past her snout. Like, no, it's a lot more than that. It's like probably 8 or 10 inches past her nose. So it's just like, she's clunking into freaking everything. She goes to like walk up the steps in the backyard and it catches each step.
So you need a smaller one.
Yeah, but I brought a smaller one and they said it's too small.
Oh, so I thought this was the one you had.
Oh, no.
Oh.
I brought the one I had because they're like, listen, you could save yourself $38 if you bring the one you have. And then when I went over there, I was like, oh, you know, they said I could save $38. And she goes, we're not going to charge you, but he said it's too small. He wants the bigger one.
Oh, that's nice, though.
Yeah. So, but it's huge. It's huge. She literally looks like a satellite dish. Like, it's just
they wanted to make sure she really didn't get to it.
That she doesn't get to it. Yeah. Right. And I understand. Yeah. And she's kind of, I mean, she's still knocking into everything, you know?
Yeah.
But she's not really messing with it. Like, RJ, when he broke his nail that time and he was trying to eat it, we had one on him and this dog would not keep it on. He fought it. So badly.
Okay.
She's kind of
more.
She's like, doo doo, like, yep. I don't care. Like, yeah. It's an inconvenience, but I'm fine with it. You know? Yeah. So, but she can't eat. She can't reach her bowls.
Yeah.
And I have a elevated thing, but it's a tour and she still can't reach it because it's not wide enough for the tour.
Poor thing.
I got to like hold up her bowl of water when she wants a drink or her food. Last night, she wouldn't eat. She's not eating great, but she's not a lot of medicine.
Yeah.
So I'd have to take handful by handful and like let her. But guys, I love animals, but don't lick me. But now she's licking the food.
That was the first thing I noticed when you sent that video. I was like, her hand is glistening. I was
and it was so gross.
I was like,
so gross. Like, as much as I love my animals, they'll sleep with me. I just don't fucking lick me. Ew, gross, nasty. So I agree. But no, then I wash my hands and I'm going to do what I want to do. And then she wants water. So I pick up the water bowl and I'm giving her water.
That's even worse. Slobbery. No,
she didn't trip on me though. Oh. But then she wanted more food. So then I had to go and get it. Like, gross.
Wait, idea.
What?
What if you just like half-ass it and prop each individual bowl up with something thin so that she can get the cone around it?
Yeah, so while I thought of that, she would knock it over. She's
like when she goes to move. Yeah.
Yeah.
So true.
Like she spills the water even still trying to get the head over it, right?
So true.
I think me holding it's kind of fine. And listen, when I'm gone, like I was gone all morning, right? So I'm sure she took a sip of water. you know? So it's fine. She's fine.
Yeah.
She'll be just fine.
Just fill up the bathtub.
I'm very, very happy that she's doing well.
Me too.
Hopefully the pathology reports come back that he was able to cut it all out. He saved her tail. He was a little more conservative because he figured even if he was to remove it, chances of her needing some sort of either radiation or chemo was still there. Mm-hmm. So why cut off her tail and still need the radiation chemo?
Right.
So we are hoping that we caught it quick enough and that it did not spread the roots like, as they try to explain it, so far out that he was able to get it all.
Right.
And then if not, she needs a little something, something to help her. She'll get a little something, something.
How long does it take to know?
He said anywhere between 5 to 10 days.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters. And what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Okay.
From surgery for it to come back from pathology.
Okay. So
and
we're
he
nearing.
Explained, like they send out the whole piece they remove, so they'll test the edges of it to see if there's cancer along the edges of it.
And that's then fucking wild.
Yeah. I think it's really cool.
It is.
But like I said, a little more conservative because he wanted to save her tail. So I'm confident they're gonna come back and say she needs a little, whether it be chemo or radiation, hopefully more radiation, less chemo. But I'm prepared because also, guys, totally disgusting. But the way he had her sew her up because it was so close, like her butt is on an angle now, which he thinks will, like, her skin as she's healing will stretch back. But if not, she just has a diagonal butt right now. But I know, poor Mimi. She's like, but. That too, he couldn't cut any more into that area because he would have had to reroute, make a new hole, you know.
Is she going to the bathroom fine?
She did, yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
That's good.
And it doesn't seem like she's in pain, but she's on a lot of medicine. So, thank God
giving
for those
it like treats,
pill pockets. Yes, yeah. Thank God for pill pockets because I don't even worry about it.
Yeah, just, she's not gonna know.
Yep, she just
so
quickly.
Did you try those vitamins I give you or no?
For RJ?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Does he eat them?
He's not loving them, but he'll play around with them enough and then he'll eventually eat them.
Yeah.
So I think it'll just build up.
Maybe if you break them in half, sometimes I have to do it with the cats so they smell it more. Try that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Random. Okay, well, I'm so glad she's doing well.
Thank you. And I'm so glad you're going away and I hope you have a great time. Can't
wait
to hear all about it.
Yes, of course. I will fill you guys in. One thing that we need to address before we continue on. Because I saw someone commented on our Instagram and I was like, oh, it's so true. And for some reason, I didn't think about it this way, but we spoiled a book. And for some reason, I'm like, oh, it's like once we're done, everyone else. It's like a TV show, like a popular TV show.
We spoiled a book, didn't we?
Yeah, apparently we spoiled The Housemaid. I didn't realize.
I'm sorry.
I know. I felt bad. But for some reason in my head, I'm like thinking about it like a TV show, like Love is Blind. I'm like, everyone's seen it because it's out. But it's like, no, people can read books years after they are released.
Shit.
So we're not going to do that anymore. We're going to make sure we only say the basics of a book or give a spoiler warning if we really want to talk about one.
I sorry, guys.
I know, but I didn't think about it like that. I'm like, oh, that's true.
Fuck.
For me, I'm like, oh, it's an older book, so everyone has read it already.
Right.
But like, no.
Oh.
I know. I feel bad.
So we
won't be doing that anymore. And if we do really, really want to talk about a book that both of us have read, we will give you a spoiler warning before we actually talk about it. Because I would be upset.
Ew, yeah, that's...
I know.
Ew, I'm sorry.
I don't think about it like that. I'm like, everyone's read it. But that's not how books work.
I don't think I thought of it either way or not.
You're like, no one's going to read it. Who cares?
No, I was just like, oh, so da da da, like not even realizing how it may affect. I'm sorry. I didn't even think of you guys when talking. Damn it.
Yeah. It's like if you were reading... like a book halfway through and then you're listening to the radio and they told you the ending, you'd be like, fuck. Yeah, so sorry, guys.
So sorry.
I just wanted to say that so that you guys don't stop listening so we don't spoil your books.
Damn it.
Yeah. Anyways, also, Zayn and I went to our last vendor appointment.
How did it go?
Really good. It's fucking expensive as fuck, but expected. It's a little bit more than I thought, but...
oh.
Yeah. But... they're going to work with us and like they still have to send us like an email breakdown of everything.
Okay.
And so we can like tweak here and there because like I didn't know much. So when we sat down, we were kind of like, yeah, sure, let's do this. Like he asked if we wanted bouquets for other people walking down the aisle. And I was like, sure. And then I was like, only I really need a fucking bouquet. Why does everyone else need to hold a fucking bouquet? They don't. Like, save my money, you know? So like little things like that, I'm sure if we tweak here and there, certain flowers, certain greenery, like maybe we can bring it down a little, but... they're like one of the number one recommended florists on Long Island. So like I'm confident that they would do a great job and it's hands free. They come in, set it up, take it away. Don't got to worry about it at all, but it went really well. So we'll see once we negotiate with them and everything.
Okay.
Yeah. It's a recommended vendor. So they feed them too for free,
which
is nice.
Yeah.
Saves us some money. So we'll see. I'm going to look at if they have some other recommended vendors too and maybe get multiple quotes. Just to see, but also I like have seen all their work and it's beautiful. So I'm like, that is like going to be the vibe, especially if we are able to do an outdoor ceremony. It's very plain out there. So we're going to want it to look really nice, you know?
Right.
Those are our pictures and videos we're going to look at forever. So yeah, but just wanted to update you guys. That's our last big vendor.
Wow.
Yeah.
But so we not, you're not after signed the contract. You're not waiting. You're seeing.
We're waiting to hear from them.
Possibly negotiating. Yeah. Maybe looking at a second.
Like, yeah.
Okay.
I feel like we're going to end up going with them, though. That's the only reason why I'm like, yeah. So.
Okay.
Yeah. But yeah, so we went out and celebrated out to dinner after. It was so fucking good. It's called Rare 650. 550? 650. Rare 650. On Long Island. It was absolutely incredible. Zane got a steak. I got lamb chops is my new thing at really nice restaurants. Mm-hmm. And they're always so scrumptious. I know, weird, but I love it. It's kind of like a really nice steak to me when they're made right, you know? Mm-hmm. And they had spicy tuna crispy rice, which is what I love at Nobu. And Zane got to try at Nobu, but here they couldn't do it without sesame. And he was like, get it anyway, babe. I was like, are you sure? I was like, okay. And it was fucking phenomenal. But we were laughing because the waiter was like, he was like, oh, yeah, I had it at Nobu. Zane was like, I really loved it. And he's like, well, that's a Michelin star restaurant, bro. Like, you're probably not missing out, you know?
Right.
And then I was like, I don't know. These were very up to par, if not even better. So, yeah. He was trying to make Zane feel better.
Yeah.
Aw. I had a glass of wine, too. Pinot Grigio. So good.
Being all like, such an adult. What's that word?
Sophisticated?
Yes, that's sophisticated. I've always said that.
Yes.
Glass of wine, sophisticated.
Yeah. I love it too. It's like the perfect little tiny buzz. And you do feel really fancy. And it was only a $12 glass. I love it. Like, I'll take the Pinot Grigio. Anyways, that's all I've been up to.
Okay.
Oh, and yeah, we hung out yesterday. We did Easter. Jerry's falling asleep on us again.
Listen, I'm exhausted.
Why?
Because I didn't go to bed, I think, before 12. And then, like, 1:45, dogs were up. 2:30, dogs were up. And then, like, 4 o'clock. And I, like, purposely, like, rolled over and I, like, purposely bumped Ever, and I was like, oh, I can't believe these dogs again. He's like, oh, I'll get that. I'm like, oh, thank you. You're so like, oh my god, much, I didn't think you would ever offer. Yeah. Thank you so much. That's funny. But yeah, I just had a shitty night's sleep, and I'll tell you what, 5 hours driving her there, driving her home, traffic on the way home. It's a lot. It's a lot. And it was raining, you know. So it's just like, blah. So shitty sleep and then the driving back and forth, you know. I'm glad she settled. We stopped. We picked up her order. I brought her to Aldi real quick. Picked up a few things from Aldi for her.
Did you pack some shit up in your car?
No, not to bring home. No.
Oh,
no,
I thought that was why you were driving her.
No, I was going to, and she was overwhelmed, and her roommate was in there sleeping, and it was just like, blah, blah, blah. But she had a lot of shit from here that had to go back.
Oh.
Yeah. So,
even but she's moving out soon?
No, right? Can you imagine? But she has, she just told me, April 27th or something, she has a concert. So, I'll obviously go see her concert, but I could pack up my car that day because she's only there about 5 more days after that.
Yeah.
So I will be able to, you know, I'll take majority of the bigger stuff that she don't need. And then, you know, it's like so much shit, but it's like the refrigerator. She needs her refrigerator to the end.
Yeah.
And next year her dorm has a full size fridge. So we're taking that home.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She can keep it in her room.
Yeah. Or Ever's been wanting one for the garage. So I'm like, oh, perfect. You go.
There you go.
Yeah. So it's, yeah. But anyway, I'm totally off track. But yeah. So, and yeah, guys, my daughter is doing amazing at school. She's thriving. Still 4.0 grade point average. She was offered into some PhD program, which she's considering looking into. She's gotten herself into a little sorority.
Sorority.
I don't know why I have trouble saying that word. But yeah, and she is done, I think the second, she said May 2nd. So that's amazing. Second or third, but she thinks the second, so which is amazing because then she'll be home for a few months. And
yeah,
that's
so early. That's amazing.
I can't wait. Yeah.
Nice.
All right.
Nice.
Now, what are we doing, Lisa Rose?
Advice. Which we've tried to do
many times.
Oh my God, another swinger email.
What is with this, huh? What is with it?
Is it? Oh, yeah, it is.
Advice.
Okay. Yeah, we're going to do some advice. Let's hop into it. Let's get into it. I'm actually very excited about this one and intrigued. Because I've got things to say already.
Hold on a second. No, you go ahead. Start reading. Unless you need me to completely pay attention. Because I just thought I moved one in there that said like... urgent, like ASAP. But now I don't see it. Is there an urgent ASAP in there? Did I not?
Oh, no. No.
Huh.
Okay, I'll start reading this one. Okay, how to tell my best friend she's being cheated on. What's poppin', beautiful ladies? I really need your advice. As you can tell by the title, I'm pretty sure that my best friend is being cheated on. Let me give you some backstory. So my best friend, let's call her Rain, she met this guy at work and they hit it off instantly. I was so happy for her because she had been through so much, and to be very honest, she always picks the bad ones. So when she first told me about him, I was excited because she sounded so happy, and that's something she hasn't felt in a while. He's a little older than her, I think like 2 years older, and based on what she told me, he seems nice. They've been together for about 6 months now, and I still haven't met him. That's the first red flag for me. I live in a different country than them, so I know I'm not going to get to see him a lot because I barely get to see her often, lol. But I haven't met him virtually or anything like that. I have to sneeze. I'm sorry.
God bless you.
Thank you. Did you hear me say I have to sneeze?
I did.
Oh, okay. I was like, that just came out of nowhere. So I haven't met him virtually or anything like that. There was one time when we were on FaceTime and she made me say hello to him, but he didn't want to show me his face and all he said was hi, despite me trying to make conversation with him. That was the only form of communication I've had with him. I am in a long-term relationship with my boyfriend and Rain has met him multiple times, both in person and over the phone. She had even taken trips with me and my boyfriend before. Anyways, let me explain why I think she's getting cheated on. They live about 3 hours away from each other, so they don't see each other often. They saw each other when they were working, but when their internship finished, they went back to their original homes. In the past 6 months, he has never once gone to visit her. There has always been an excuse. She constantly tells me how she tries to plan to see him, but he is never the one planning it. It got so bad to the point where she went to go visit him. She took a bus by herself to go see him 3 hours away. Don't get me wrong, there's nothing wrong with a girl going to visit her man, but I don't think it should be one-sided. Let me also add that he did not pay for the bus. He did not pick her up from the bus station, and he did not accompany her when she went back home. Another red flag for me is that she always had a problem with his communication. When she went to see him, they had sex, and all of a sudden his communication was better after that. It was also a red flag for me because she was so nervous to have sex with him because she thought his attitude would change. Basically, thinking that he would care more if she had sex with him. That lasted for about a week. Then it was back to poor communication. He would go days without talking to her before they had sex too. I started to really have a problem when she was wondering if she would hear from him on Valentine's Day. Can you imagine wondering if you'll ever get a text message from your man on Valentine's Day? She is a people pleaser and always wants to give the benefit of the doubt. But even if I'm wrong, I don't think this is a relationship that she should be in. I know that long distance is hard. But what man do you know is going to go out without sex for 6 months? And she... Oh my God, I'm not reading good today. I'm so sorry, guys. And since he's not making an effort to go see her, I just feel like he's having sex, but with someone else. Mm. I think if he loved her, he would put in more effort. I'm sorry this is so long, but I want to hear what you guys think of this situation. And if you guys think I'm right, how do I tell her? I don't want to sound like I'm wishing bad on her relationship with no hard proof that he's cheating, but I have attached a picture of us. Okay, love you, bye. Oh my God. Love you, bye. So sorry.
I'm in the red. She's in the white. Well, you girls are beautiful.
Stunning, gorgeous.
That background is gorgeous. Like, it is. Wow. I mean, wherever you are, wow. Holy cow.
It's an ocean. Paint the picture for you guys.
Oh, my God. Yeah, stunning. Okay. So you are assuming he's cheating. You can't read and I can't speak. You're assuming he's cheating because he doesn't make effort to go see her. He hasn't seen her in 6 months. I don't necessarily think that means he's cheating.
It's a big accusation.
I just think he's not a great boyfriend. I don't... What is your... What... I... Sorry. Wow. Hello. Rewind. I would ask your friend what she's getting out of this, quote, relationship. Mm. Because if you don't see him, she had to take a bus one time, 3 hours to go over there. He doesn't meet her at the bus depot. Like... He's not excited that she's even coming. He's not making effort to come and see her. I would ask her. She's a beautiful girl. I would ask her what is it that she's getting from him?
Yeah, give me the list of benefits.
Yeah, because if you're not receiving, like, what's the purpose of being in?
Yeah, why do you want to?
You know, is she like an AD where she's a fixer and she's trying to, like, does she know this man is no good and she's trying to make him good?
She's a fix-a-hoe?
You know, is she a fix-a-hoe? I don't know. I wouldn't say, hey, best friend, I think he's cheating because he doesn't put effort, because I think that's going to make you look a certain sort of way.
You only bring that up when you know. Yeah. Yeah, when you know what's happening.
With proof.
You could say, hey, have you ever wondered if maybe there's someone else? Like, I'm getting a little worried for you as a friend. Yeah. But not like, hey, he's cheating on you. I think he's cheating on you.
Yeah, no.
That's bold.
Yeah, I would definitely not do that. But I would ask her, like, I love you. You're my best friend.
Yeah.
I want more for you. Like, are you getting enough out of this relationship? Like, maybe what she's getting is enough, because maybe we don't know. I mean, obviously we don't know what goes on in their relationship, but maybe they're on the phone every single day for 6 hours a day and she's being fulfilled in that way, and they're working towards a plan to move together. Like, we don't know all that. But I would just ask my friend to be true to herself, know her worth, and is she truly, like, be honest, are you truly getting enough out of this relationship?
Yeah.
And I would leave it at that.
Yeah.
You know, I love you. I care for you. I want more for you.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're content where you are, then I respect that.
Yeah.
You know?
I like it.
Okay. Wow.
I like it. I'm not going to play devil's advocate.
No devil's advocate today.
Yeah, I think the only thing is, yeah, I would just not go up to her and just blatantly make an accusation. I think that would stress everyone out, but maybe it could be like a lesson in your friendship of, okay, I would just appreciate if you were a little more like open and honest with me. Or maybe she doesn't want to be. Maybe that's a conversation you guys need to have as friends of like, mm-hmm. she's like, I just, my personal relationship, I don't really want to share those details with you, but we're good. And then maybe you could be like, all right.
Got it.
Enjoy.
Right.
Yeah. But maybe you're longing that more detailed friendship where you want to know.
Because you share your boyfriend with her.
Correct.
Like, you know, not like that, but you know, like you guys go out together. You guys have all met and hung out. So maybe you're wanting that from her and her man's as well, but maybe she's different like that.
Yeah. Maybe they want to have a more private relationship and be more surface level.
Yeah.
And maybe that's just something that you guys are
different on.
Butting heads with. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But maybe it just never has been said. And I could be totally wrong, but.
Okay. I'll read the next.
Ooh. Oh, it's perfect for you.
I'll read the next, yes, because it's nice and spaced out. But then we can jump up to the top one because I found the urgent one.
Okay.
Okay. So this one says, relationship advice needed. Is he ever going to marry me? Hello,
that's
beautiful
a secret
ladies.
I'll never tell.
Longtime listener of the podcast here and an even longer viewer of Alyssa's YouTube channel.
Oh, hi.
For years, you guys have been keeping me motivated and inspired, and I don't know if I could ever truly explain how thankful I am for you.
Thank you. I just have to say, I went to say hi and hey at the same time, and it came out as a hi. You were still reading, and I was like, I need to address this because it's just going to sound like I went, oh, hi. It's like, hey, hi. I'm so sorry. It just needed to be said. You guys are like, what the fuck was that noise?
That's funny, actually.
Okay, sorry.
Okay, I could probably write a whole email about how amazing you guys are, but for now, I would really love some advice in the relationship department. For reference, I'm a 25-year-old female, and my boyfriend recently just turned 30. I'm going to be very transparent. I spent almost an hour writing a very detailed email about the history of my relationship and my thoughts on everything, wondering if the man who was planning out our honeymoon on a third date is ever going to come around to ask me to marry him. However, halfway through writing this, he dropped off his friend around 10 p.m. on a Wednesday, drunk as heck. This man was literally crawling in the back door, extremely out of character for him. As I started laughing, the ultra-serious businessman getting drunk like a teenager. But then I noticed he was crying. For the next half hour or so, this man was sobbing, telling me he loves me and that he's sorry for what he's done, on repeat. Now I'm thinking to myself, did he kiss someone at the bar? Did he do something illegal? Did he get fired? What the heck would he be so upset about? Eventually, after much pleading from my end, he starts talking.
This feels like a book. What happened? I'm ready. Yeah. He showed up on the stoop. He was hysterical crying. He's a businessman. What happened?
Okay. Well, he starts off with more sobbing. It's not fair to you. You deserve better. You're going to be upset when I tell you. I won't even hold it against you if you leave me at this point. Sorry. Leave me after this. At this point, I'm convinced he hooked up with something. In a bathroom stall at the bar. Wow. Whoops.
Me too. I'm convinced too. What happened?
Okay, yeah. So eventually he starts telling me about this girl he knew before he met me. That she died and how much he misses her.
Oh.
That's not where I was expecting that to go. He also continued on to explain how she, to this day, was the only person who truly understood him and made him feel like he could be himself.
Ouch.
Yeah. He also witnessed how the dog he had...
Explained.
Wow.
Sorry, I don't know if that would have changed the whole sentence.
What did I just say?
Witnessed.
What? Is the word witness? No, it's not even around here, guys. Sorry. He also explained how the dog he had when we met was her last present to him before she passed away. And how he feels as if this girl was somehow still with him because of the dog.
Oh, no.
Now, personally, I have come to love and accept this dog as my child. I would pick up a truck with my bare hands to save this little doggo. And this really made me feel weird. This man is talking about my fur child as if it's his soulmate stuck in there. Then he turned around and ran to go throw up in the toilet. Now I'm standing there in the doorway of the bathroom watching him throw up, and I just feel numb, wondering what the fuck just happened. Mm-hmm. I'm 4 years into this relationship, 3 years living together. He never once mentioned her. He's given exceptional detail about his other supposed only ex, even giving me detailed descriptions about the girls he had crushes on, flings all the way back to the fifth grade. On top of that, he's never once showed this sort of emotion. Mm-hmm. He's always preaching about how he's a logical person and emotions don't make sense to him. And then this. I'm so confused. It's almost midnight. I need to get up for work in 5 hours. There's no way I can sleep. I feel so completely alienated from everything I thought I knew. It's like he's never been drunk before in the time that we've been together.
It's not like he's never been drunk before.
Sorry. See, that does change the whole thing. Why'd he suddenly get like this? Do you guys have any advice whatsoever on the situation? I don't have any close friends, and I just feel like I don't have anyone I can say anything to without it turning into a full out family war. Anyways, sorry if this was so long. Thanks so much for always keeping me company on my commute to work in the mornings. With much love from your biggest fan in South Africa.
Sick.
That's amazing.
Wow.
Okay. First things first.
Oh my God. Wait, first of all, I was expecting at the end of this, this was one of those things that sounded like, and that's my new book. Da 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 da. Have you ever seen those?
No.
I get those all the time. Like people will be telling a story and then they're like, and that's this book. I'm like, I thought it was your fucking story and now I want to read the book. So good job.
Wow. Yeah, yeah.
Okay, go ahead though.
You were saying you're with him for 4 years. You've never heard about this. You're 3 years, you're living together. He's been drunk before. I wonder if it's like the anniversary of her passing.
Mm.
Maybe that's why. You know, maybe he was drinking. Everything came rushing back to him. I don't know why he hasn't brought her up or mentioned her before.
That's what's weird to me.
Maybe it seems like that was his true love. Like his soulmate.
Yeah, he didn't want to admit it because he's told you about all his other flings.
Yeah, I feel like
he knows he still loves her and is really hung up on her, which rightfully so. It's like such a horrible thing to go through. Like that poor man. But he should openly communicate that to you.
I think he would have more healing if he was able to be open rather than sort of hiding it.
Yes.
And I don't think he was hiding it for any other purpose of protecting his peace. You
or
know?
Her peace too, or hurting her feelings.
Yeah. Because that definitely did hurt, right?
Yeah.
That's kind of ouchy.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I think this is hard.
I do think something like that should be when you're getting serious with someone of, I just want to let you know, I had a very serious past relationship. She passed away. It's still very hard for me. I just wanted to let you know that that's a little bit of baggage that I come with. Like, to me, I feel like that's something that should be said.
Should have already been said because it's 4 years.
100% 4 years. It's 1,000%. I would feel like I'm with someone that almost did kind of lie to me in a sense.
Yeah.
Because now we do have this dog together.
Her dog.
It was her dog. You guys have a very serious relationship, clearly. It really hurts you. That's something that I should know as your partner.
Mm-hmm.
And whether that person chooses to stay and really help them heal through it or walk away, that's on them. But as a partner, that's something I really would want to know. That's like a huge part of who they are.
Right.
So I would feel like they were almost kind of hiding who they are from me in a weird way.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah?
I agree. I think it was to sort of whether he was protecting himself or you. I think sometimes if you don't talk about it, maybe it makes it a little less real. And if he was so hurt and devastated by the loss of his, I guess, true love at that time, like, I don't know.
He was clearly scared of her leaving because they just came out on a drunken night and he was like, if you want to leave me, I understand, and then told her. So that was his fear.
Do you think this is his way of telling her? Like, maybe it's been bottled up and maybe he's been trying to tell you and he just didn't have the courage to. So maybe he was more vulnerable. He was drinking.
For sure.
Maybe it was around the time of her passing. So he just is just like, wow.
Yeah.
Like, he probably feels guilty for not telling you sooner.
For sure.
But I don't know. I don't know. This is going to have to be like how you digest it and have a conversation with him and how that goes. Because it's not like he hooked up with somebody in the bathroom stall. You know? Like, this is something that he's just held on to, these feelings, this emotion. He hasn't let it go. But every single one of us, I mean, me, Alyssa's, like, any of us will completely receive and grieve in a different way.
Yeah.
So this could just be his way, and I'm not making excuses for him. I just, it's up to you. Like Alyssa said, you know, you could either, you know, stay and help him through this, or be like, listen, you lied to me for the last few years. I can't.
I would feel, you know, personally very blindsided by this.
Absolutely. But I would want to hear him out and why I wasn't told.
Yeah.
You know, I'm sober. I'm also a little bit of a fix-a-ho. So I feel like I like to take broken people and try to make them better, you know? And I would want to try to help him out of that spot. But I would have to know what was the reason for not telling me sooner, you know? And like feel his emotion through it and see if, you know, if it's something that we could work through.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, yeah, 4 years together, you obviously love the guy. So obviously I would say try to give it a try. But I think it's going to take some healing now on both ends.
Yeah.
Now that's going to be a little bit some trust issues there. So it might be hard, but if it is the love of your life, then yeah, I would definitely work through it. But
she literally said he was like planning on their third date, right? He was planning on planning out their honeymoon on their third date. Like, yeah. He obviously cares very deeply for you. I don't know why. Like, I almost want to ask him myself, like, why wouldn't you if you told her sooner?
I just think also I would be hurt by the, oh, she's the only person that's ever truly understood me. The only person that made me feel like I could be myself. Like, that would really fucking hurt me. Because then why haven't you told me about this? And why am I with you for 4 years if you can't even feel like you could be yourself and you feel like I don't understand you? That's fucked up.
Yeah, that was the ouch part.
So, I don't know. To me, I would be very, very, very hurt by this. I can't tell you how I would move forward with it, because I would have to be in that situation. But I can tell you that if I was with Zane for 4 years and news like this got brought to me, it wouldn't be easy for me at all.
100%.
Because now you have a huge part of your life you didn't tell me. You told me two major things that are very hurtful.
Yeah.
And it came out in a drunken night. You know?
Yeah. Again, flip side, I want to know why. Yeah. Why didn't you tell me sooner? Walk him through his, like, walk me through your emotions. Let me know how you're feeling, why it wasn't a priority for you to tell me about this person.
Yeah.
And also, like you said about the whole, she was the only one who ever understood me. Like, do you not think I understand you? Can you not be yourself? Because that's two very different things. That's two big issues going on there.
Yes.
You know, so I think if you can get through both of them, great. If you can get through understanding maybe why he didn't tell you, that's one thing. But maybe hearing those words, I mean, that's kind of ugly. Also, he was drunk and I don't know. I would need him to do a lot of, he's got some splaining to do.
This could be a right person, wrong time for him situation. Because if he's not ready to move on from this past relationship and he doesn't feel like anyone understands him or anything like that, then he needs to step away and not string you along.
Mm-hmm. Oh, man, that's painful. I'm sorry.
Yeah. I was going to say something else. Now I'm blinking.
Bailey is the cutest kitty.
She is so fucking cute. Fuck, what was I going to say? Yeah, I don't know. He just shouldn't be stringing you along like that.
Yeah, I think first thing, just have that conversation and be very specific. Why, like, why have you never told me? And do you really think that I don't understand you or that you can't be yourself around me? Because that's two very, you know, that's like, ow. Those are big ones. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry.
Okay, urgent. Oh, it's me. Okay. Urgent advice. Hello, ladies. First off, I'd like to say how much I love and appreciate you two for the content that you give us. You guys are my therapy while I clean the house on the weekends. I absolutely love and appreciate you two so much and your honest and raw opinions.
Mm, thank you.
Thank you. I think we do actually give very raw-honest opinions.
Raw-honest?
Mm-hmm.
Raw-honest.
Raw-honest.
Like, oh, I was thinking raunchy. No, I'm just kidding.
It was an accident. But yeah, I do feel like we are very honest and raw with our opinions for sure.
It's easier because they're not in front of us. If you were in front of us, I would like not be so raw.
It's just easy because it's not our life.
Yeah, but also I don't. I'm
you wouldn't
saying,
say it to someone
I'm
in
seeing
real
a
life.
Pen on paper or, you know, like.
Like emotions. Yeah.
It's like I'm not seeing a face. If I saw a face and you were telling me your story in front of me, there's emotions. I could read you and feel you. It's different than just reading words.
Yeah. You know? Okay. I've been listening since the beginning. I love your content, not only the podcast, but also on YouTube as well. Thank you. And today I'm needing some advice from you two more than ever. Let's take it back. I've been with my boyfriend since 2016. We're high school sweethearts and I love him more than anything. We have been through so much together, especially in the past 3 months. However, just the other day, he decided to tell me that he doesn't know if he'll ever want to get married. And to some, that may not be an issue, but to me, it's something that I've looked forward to my whole life. And I always grew up being in weddings and dreaming of my own special big day to come. The last year, 2023, I told him that I would like to be engaged by no later than December of 2023 because we've been together for 7 years and 7 months at that time, and he's done nothing and everything to push that off. He told me that I could have another cat if I just give him another year back in 2022, and that has come and went, and still nothing. This last summer, I was about off for about 6 months, and he told me that I needed to wait until I got a job to help with our financial situation for him to be able to buy a ring. And now I have been at my now job for almost 3 months and still not a word about an engagement or a ring. There was one night that we went out to dinner with some friends, and he told my friend that he was going to propose that night. But as the night went on, we got into an argument, and he later told me that he was going to propose, but my attitude scared him from his decision. All of that happened for me. Sorry. All of that happened for him to tell me a month later that he doesn't know if he ever wants marriage at all. He just keeps telling me that he's confused, that he doesn't know what he wants in life at all. All he knows is that he wants to be with me, just not married. Now, granted, we are fairly young at the age of 23 each, but my grandparents aren't getting any younger and I want them at my wedding to see me walk down the aisle more than anything. I'm like a third child to them, and for them to not be at my wedding would absolutely kill me. I know he's been through some stuff recently with losing his best friend slash father figure to cancer in May of 2023, and that was the only person I've ever met that he opens up to. And just a month after losing his best friend due to an accident, I'm sure he is lost, and I don't blame him. However, it's not fair to me to not be able to fulfill my childhood dreams because he's lost in his own mind. I love him more than anything, but this is killing me. I know I love him, but we just don't want the same things at this time. I've begged him to change his mind, and he tells me not to force him. He told me that he was hoping he would be able to change my mind over the last 8 years to make me not want marriage. Cool. I know this is a lot to take in, and it's probably all over the place, but I'm having a hard time putting my thoughts into words. My mind is scrambling, and I have no idea what to do. Thank you in advance. I appreciate your feedback. Okay, love you. Bye.
Yeesh
is right. What do you think?
Okay. So, two things. One of your very last sentences, and he tried for the last 8 years to make him not want marriage. He's tried to convince her for the last 8 years not to want marriage. But up here, he's like, oh,
just
give
changed
me a few
his
minutes.
Mind.
He just changed his mind. So I think you're with somebody who really has no idea what he wants. And he is only 23. So granted, he is only 23. However, you guys have been together for a whole bunch of years. And if he knows how important marriage is to you and it's not to him, then you guys just grew up differently. You know, you grew apart. Your relationship is growing apart. And it would be, you know, like he's saying, don't force him to get married. How would you feel if he forced you not to get married? Do you want to skip that whole thing that's been your childhood dream? You've always imagined being a bride and walking down and being part of this marriage and everything else. You're with a man right now that wants nothing at all to accommodate you and what you want. Are you willing to sacrifice that? Because that's what you're asking him to do by getting married. If he wants nothing at all to do with marriage, but you're like, can we just get married? It's the same thing. You're asking him to do something that he's not at all interested in wanting to do. So I don't know. I think this is like, I think you guys just grew up and changed. Although your last sentence, one of your last sentences does say that he tried to spend the last 8 years convincing you not to get married, like not want marriage. So I don't know. I think you're, I don't know. Do you know what I'm saying, Lissa? Like, did he want marriage and now suddenly changed? Or did he for the last 8 years try to convince you not to get married? Because if that's the case, then you're in your mind, like, wanting it so bad that you're hoping he'll change his mind. But if he's, for the last 8 years, like, no, I don't want marriage, I don't see this relationship being a successful relationship if you're so strongly about it and he's so strongly against it. So I think, you know, I don't know. I think this is a really tough situation to be in because you love him, whatever have you, but I just feel like with love, there's a lot of, like, you want to grow together. And I feel like you guys can't even be on the same page whether you're going to get married or not. And I think that's a big thing. And I know we've read a podcast. I know we read an email not too long ago about the same kind of situation. One kid's marriage, and yes, then it was the kids, not kids. And now she's married all these years later. Now all of a sudden he don't want kids.
Yeah.
So it's like, do you want to get yourself into that same sort of situation? Because mm-hmm. if he can't make up his mind now about this, is that going to be another thing?
Yeah.
So I think maybe you have to step back and, is this relationship everything you want?
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, sure, you love him, but it's not the relationship that you want,
mm-hmm.
you know?
Yeah, so I do think that this whole email was very contradicting in that he was going to propose, then he didn't because you guys just got into an argument that night. But then he said a month later that he actually doesn't want marriage. But then he also said that for the last 8 years, he's been trying to convince you to not want marriage. So why was he going to propose? He was going to put his own values aside?
I think so. But you don't want that.
You like, don't
I
want
wouldn't
that.
Want that. I wouldn't no. want somebody to marry me just because I'm giving them an ultimatum sort of thing.
No.
Like, no, I want them to marry me because they want to marry me.
Yeah. There's one thing that you should never do in life is beg someone to love you. And that is exactly what you're doing. Because he's saying, oh, I know that I want you, but I don't want to commit to you. If you love someone and you want to be with them for the rest of your life, and it's so important to her to have that special day, what is the big deal? Even if you're like, oh, I just don't want to spend that much money, da da da. Okay, we have a little wedding.
Justice is a piece.
A little right? backyard yeah. wedding or whatever the fuck we want to do. What is the big deal? Because if that's not like a, you're the love of my life, if that's what makes, if that's, you know, I'm going to be with you for the rest of my life anyway, if that's what makes you happy, let's do it. Then what is it?
Mm-hmm.
If it's just like a, if there's like a couple and they're like, oh, we just both don't really care to get married. It's just nothing. Fine.
That's fine.
It is what it is. But if it's, if you really love your partner and it's really important to them, like if Zane and I were at a spot where if I was like, I don't really care to have like a big thing. And Zane was like, you know, I really would like at least, you know, a little thing and da 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 da. Then I'd be like, all right, if that's important to you. Yeah. Yeah. Let's compromise then. I don't want to spend whatever on a wedding, da da da. Or if Zane was like, I really don't want a giant wedding. Let's right. maybe tone it down. Or I want to elope or whatever the fuck it is. When you love someone, you should meet in the middle on things like this. And I don't. I just don't see the thing of I want to be with you, but I don't want to marry you. I don't get it. Like, is there something I'm missing?
And I was going to propose to you, but your attitude kind of scared me off.
I mean,
like, I just feel like he's
wanting his cake. It sounds a little immature.
Yeah. He's wanting his cake and eat it too, but he is only 23. So that's going back to the he is only 23. You know? Maybe think of like, see, it's hard because you guys have been in a relationship for so long. But I feel like somebody like Amani. Amani is almost 23, right? Amani is nowhere ready for marriage.
Yeah.
You know, like.
Yeah.
And if he was with somebody that was like, I want to get married. I want to get married now. He'd be like, I don't want marriage ever. Like, I don't know if I ever want to get married.
Yeah.
You know, so I feel like I think age has a huge what to do with this, because I think a 21 versus 23 versus a 25 or 26. I think there's huge growth 100%. In those couple of years.
Mm-hmm.
So I understand what she's saying. Like, my grandparents are old. I'm a third daughter to them. I want them to be there. It's really important to me. He might just not be your person. And I think that's something that you might need to start looking at. Like, I think either you need to...
And you might not find someone that you can get married very quickly with either now.
Right. So I don't know. I mean, if you really love him and he's the absolute love of your life and everything else, I think you have to... I don't know. Maybe be patient. Maybe he'll come around, and maybe he won't ever come around and don't ever want marriage. And I think that's going to have to be a... Do you love him enough to stay... in a relationship that he doesn't want to marry you in, you know?
I don't know. I have harsh truth. I don't think you guys should get married. I don't think that this is a good start to a marriage.
Yeah, no, absolutely
not. I think a marriage should be two people that are
want to be
so excited and know 1,000,000% that that is the decision they want.
But I'm saying in a couple of years, he may feel that. He may grow and change. Right now, he's only 23. Maybe he's in, you know, there's some people that are very immature at 23, which this sounds like to me, because how do you...
Yeah.
Want to propose, not want to propose. I was going to, no, I don't want to marry you. Actually, for the last 8 years, I've been trying to convince you not to get married. Like, I just feel like he doesn't even know what he wants. And I wouldn't want to get married to somebody who doesn't know what he wants.
That's just going to, you're starting off a rocky marriage.
Yeah, because then I feel like the same thing's going to happen with the whole, like, if you wanted kids and he wants kids, yeah. But now he don't want kids, you know? I feel like you should never force somebody's arm if they don't want to be with you. Hand. Force somebody's hand. I said arm. You should never force somebody's hand. If he doesn't want to marry you or be with you, then I just don't think he's your person.
I think so too.
Again, I will say, maybe in a few years he will be that person. But then you have to decide whether you're going to wait around and see if that changes and be satisfied if it doesn't. You know?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I don't know. Yeah, I think you either need to let go of the idea that you're going to get married very soon if this really is the love of your life, and then just wait till you guys grow up a little. Or if you really want marriage, then you need to move on. But I would not get married at the stage. A, I wouldn't force him, and B, it's not a good start to a marriage because it's not mutually reciprocated at all. And that's just not good. And you... Marriage isn't going to fix anything. Having kids isn't going to fix anything. You got to start with a solid relationship.
Mm-hmm.
So I just wouldn't even... I would not dip my toes in the water any longer.
Mm-mm. And that's I agree. That. You know what I love? I love that I can give advice and you could make it sound so good. Because I feel like certain times, like, I could say shit and then you say it and it just sounds so much better coming out of your mouth.
Oh, my God, thanks.
You're just smarter.
I've had time to sit here and process what you've said and turn it into something.
You're, like, making heads and tails of what I'm trying.
Got it.
I'm putting out, okay?
Yeah, I'm, like, processing it over here. I wish you the best of luck, though. Guys, thank you so much for listening.
Yeah,
I hope you enjoy the rest of your weekend. And we'll talk to you all on Monday.
Okay, love you. Bye.